excuse. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little goose coop. You don't know what I like.
Ooh, and we might have the Beach Boys in the studio this morning.
Oh, good day.
Good morning to you. This is St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And when you hear that Irish tune, Little Deuce Coop.
Very Irish.
Very Irish. You know it's time for car. Just right out of my head.
Car care.
Car care. Oh, my goodness. The car care show. Sorry,
it's such
guys.
An Irish day, it's hard to put them together. Yes. Car care and Irish.
The car care show. There you go. So we have as our guest, of course, Ken and Kenny, his dad, with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, Kenny Chartel, and Howard Seaton is here, one of our ADX Communications and Radio Station Marketing Consultants. So good morning to everybody.
Good morning, Meg. Glad to be here. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Absolutely.
You're glowing with green.
I have to.
I understand completely.
I have too many relatives up above looking down on me. Irish relatives.
The leprechauns will be after you.
Oh, there we go. There he is. Sorry.
So happy she made it in.
Yes.
Hey, so happy you could join us too, Pops.
Yes,
there he
I'm
is.
Glad the mic just came
been
on.
Yes, here the whole time.
My bad. He's been here
no
the whole
problem.
Time.
No problem.
That's okay.
So this is the Car Care Show, which is a lot of fun because you can call in and ask questions about your vehicles, things that are on your mind. You might have a comment. And take advantage of these guys, really. On a serious note, Pensacola Expert Panel is about bringing in the experts in for you to take advantage of. So 850-437-1620. This is the Car Care Show, and definitely text in your questions. So usually Kenny comes in with a long list of things to talk about. So tell us a little bit about what you're seeing at the shop right now and where y'all are located. A little history about Affordable Automotive.
Well, it's always so great to be back here, Meg, of course, with my father who was on vacation last week. Welcome back, Pops, for
Thank
last
you
time.
Very much.
Of course, so we're here with Car Care, Affordable Automotive, located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. Be sure to give us a call if you want to schedule your car for car care or an appointment today at 850-932-0811. And today's topic, I think we're going to touch a little bit on understanding labor cost and what exactly that is and where your money goes into the repair shop into your vehicle when maintenance is needed or repairs or issues come up that need to be addressed by your technicians. So we were going to kind of go over, you know, why labor is a big part of the repair, what labor time actually covers, and why some repairs take longer than expected, and the value of a good proper diagnosis are some of the things I think we should touch on today. Now, remember, let's not forget about those oil changes, that sticker in the upper left window or that indicator on your instrument cluster saying, hey, it's time. Mind that. It's a good idea. Maintenance is a key to keeping these cars running longer. So that's a big thing for us today.
Yeah, that sounds like a great little topic. Because
is that the understatement of the century? Or
no, it's a good topic because a lot of people always wonder, why is the bill so high? And, you know, a lot of it is the way the cars are being manufactured. They're rolling computers. So, and the engineers are trying to shove everything they can under the hood. So it gets a little tight underneath there. And mm-hmm. a lot of things have to be removed when you go to just replace a simple water pump on some of these vehicles.
Okay.
Anymore.
Well, as a car person, that takes my car into the shop and is totally at the mercy of the shop. Which, by the way, I've always gone to Affordable Automotive, just so y'all know, because I trust them. But if I'm going in and someone gives me a quote, I don't know, maybe we could come up with an example. How do I know when I am being gouged? How do I know if it is over? I wouldn't know. Can you tell if it's an overpriced? They'll say, oh, yeah, this is only going to cost you $60, but the labor is $300. I mean, that would be pretty obvious. But, I mean, how as a consumer, how do you know?
Absolutely. And that's the shame that we see in our industry. There's a lot of great examples of how not to you know, perform well in this industry and be a good auto technician and run a solid shop that's been around for 30 years like we have at Affordable Automotive. And it takes dedication to quality and being an honest repair shop to let the customer know who is not informed and doesn't have an idea or a clue about what is going on underneath the hood to inform them the best way we can to let them know, hey, brakes should not cost you $1,000, $1,200. Now, in rare cases, there can be that, but normally there's a lot more going on than just brakes if that's the case, you know, and So everything can vary, but it's being upfront and honest. Now, I will say one great tool that we have is the availability of the internet. And so with a little bit of quick Google searching on what that technician may be telling you is wrong with your vehicle or possibly, you know, a quick Google search can lend you a lot of information, even a rough idea of what that repair should cost. And just like maybe some of us do with our home repairs, you know, we get one, two, three estimates and compare them. Now, obviously, it's a little tough to take your car to a repair shop and get three estimates because everybody charges a diagnostic fee. But at the same time, you can always call around and do a little price checking and see if that technician whom you're getting this estimate from is really far off or pretty close to what the others are saying. And that's kind of a good way of looking at it, too. What are some other pointers that you'd have on that, Pops?
Well, you know, just trusting your technician is the biggest thing. Go into a reputable shop, someone, you know, look at how many stars they have, look at some of their reviews, you know, are they just trying to upsell you or are they trying to literally fix the problem that you came in for? Mm-hmm. I mean, we pride on, you know, trying to fix the problem that you came in for first.
Right.
Once we've got that figured out, well, then we'll make you aware of other problems. And a lot of these other shops, they'll, you know, just quote you for the whole kit and caboodle, if you want to say.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah, well, they got you in there now, and you're kind of at their mercy,
you
to be
honest.
You are
kind of at their mercy, and you don't know, you know, not knowing a lot about a vehicle, which most people don't these days anymore. So, you know, they take it, and, man, I'm getting ripped off, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, or a scare tactic or two.
Sure.
You know, and that's one point to throw out there as well. You know, obviously, Meg, you hear a little bit of a squeak coming from your brakes, maybe mm-hmm. that noise, that eee,
right.
backing out of the driveway. Let's take it in to get a look at it. Well, all of a sudden, they come back and say, not only do you need brakes, but you've got A, B, C, and D of an oil leak, this, mm-hmm. shocks, and other things. It's like, but the car had no other noises than that. It ran in here just fine. I've never seen any oil leaks on the ground, and now I'm presented with a $1,400 bill. That raises a big exclamation point in my mind because obviously, again, there are a lot of good examples of how not to do it. And there are a lot of honest shops out there, too, that run it that way, in the right way, that mm-hmm. repair what needs to be fixed. But if there are those out there that are scratching their head to that estimate that goes, it's a pretty new car, I don't think there's right. that much wrong with it, mm-hmm. then, yeah, you have a right to be questioning that bill.
Well, and all of this is, for me, is about the fact that Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze is a reputable company. You've been here how many years now?
Over 30 years.
Over 30.
And I suspect that you have customers like me that come back again and again, and I've brought different vehicles in. I mean, I trust these guys. And that's something that word of mouth is really, really important, having that credibility, having that, you know, accountability. If I ever, I can't remember ever having something fixed and having to bring it back, but I think I also always knew that if I did, you would take care of it.
Absolutely. You've got to stand behind your work. You know, yeah. Unfortunately, we don't build the parts or design the cars. We are the diagnosticians, the doctors, if you will, of the vehicles. And then we got to go in there and remove and replace the given, you know,
given part.
The part that might be broke. So, mm-hmm. yeah, at the end of the day, you have to stand behind your work. With that quality that you can afford at Affordable Automotive, mm-hmm. located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And so, yeah,
Well, you touched on that things have changed over the years. So, Ken, you've been in the industry a long time. Can you give us sort of a perspective on all the changes you've seen, and especially just even in the last, 10 years?
Well, that's very true. When you go back, say, 30, 40 years, like when I first started working on vehicles, you had the old Chevy 350, you had your 302 Fords, and the water pump was right out there in front, the spark mm-hmm. plugs, you could see them all. And so the labor costs at that time were a lot lower, and things were easy to get to. And these days now, trying to get to a set of spark plugs on some of these engines where the engine compartment is so tightly packed, that's why labor costs are going up so much. Mm-hmm. And it's just because of the way the vehicles are engineered these days.
And they design them in such a way for easy assembly down the factory.
Correct.
and not
maintenance.
Not maintenance. And so without that in mind, of course, anybody who's tried going underneath their car to do a simple oil change found out real quick on a new car, there's a lot more than just a drain plug and a filter to remove. And that challenge alone, you know, deters the home mechanic from wanting to do simple things like spark plugs or oil changes, because you've now got a huge splash guard with 20 plus bolts on there hanging right in the way of your oil drain plug and your oil filter. But, right. You know, so that in that regard, they're no longer as maintenance friendly to work on.
Right, exactly.
And the requirement of specialty tools, you know.
Right,
it's
right.
Like the one car I have. To get to the spark plugs, you have to remove both intercoolers on top of the engine.
Wow.
And you're just
an intercooler. We'll get back into that a little bit. But it's a device up on top. You got to remove it. And it takes a lot of work.
And it takes a lot of work. And there's coolant that runs through all those. So now you're messing with coolant and other things that you got to take all apart just to get to these spark plugs. And I mean, a spark plug change on my vehicle is almost 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is where that old 350 small block Chevy, if you
30
took
minutes?
If you took 30 minutes, you were really fooling around.
I had lunch in between, too.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Well, we did have a question that came in from one of our listeners. Why should I come to you instead of a dealership? Which is an interesting question, because I, from my perspective, a lot of times the dealers do tend to charge a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
well, their labor rates are usually higher. Mm-hmm. Again, they have more of the the technical tools that you need.
Specialized
tools that you need to take some of this stuff apart that they all have to buy. Also, they're forced to by the manufacturer to use their tools and things like that. So, and of course, they raise the prices on that. The other, you know, other things are is just,
The big thing I would say is one of the reasons why you started the business after working at a dealership, seeing and understanding how their maintenance department goes about repairing and inspecting vehicles. And not to say that they don't do it right, but at the same time, you mentioned as a preface, they do tend to charge a little bit more or add a couple more things onto there. And not always is that needed or necessary at the time of that repair. You know, at 40,000 miles, I don't have a laundry list of things I should be replacing. An inspection, sure, but even to the manufacturer's specification, there are some things that you can let ride a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. A spark plug does not need to be replaced as soon as some of them may say, but it's always a great idea to to look at those and then, you know, go by that. So I think what sets us apart is that attention to detail, our knowledge and experience over the years of not just one specific brand being Toyota or a Honda or a Chevy, because all manufacturers are different and do it different. And to diagnose these problems on a GM, you might take knowledge that you gained from a Honda or a Toyota, apply it to your diagnosis to make sure you're spot on. So having that variation and variety in a general repair shop like we are gives us that much deeper level of expertise and experience that while we don't have some of the specialized tools, and of course we've had many customers where vehicles have come in that, well, outside of our particular capability, which is fine, but we only send our customers to people we would trust or I would go if I had to go to that direction as well. So in that respect, you just have to be open and honest with your customer. You make sure that they understand and leave it and walk out that door, not questioning what they just heard, understanding and at least acknowledging, yes, I do have an issue, I understand and trust. Go forward. We'll get car back and know it's good. So.
Talking with Ken and Kenny Chartel with our Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Howard Seaton is here with ADX Communications. So if you've got a question, our experts are in the house at 850-437-1620. Got another text that came in that says, I had an alternator replaced. The labor seemed very high for 5 hours. I thought I was about to get ripped off until the mechanic showed me the schematics on how to discovered they were legit. Huh.
Yes, that goes back to what I was saying. The manufacturers are burying everything these days.
Right.
Trying to utilize every little space under the hood. And again, I go back to the Chevy 350. It hung right there on top, 3 bolts, removed the drive belt, and off it came, a couple of wires. Now, a lot of these other ones now, you have to remove the AC compressor. You'll have to maybe remove the power steering pump. So there's a lot of things that get involved. And, you know, I think a lot of people think of, you know, well, at least the old people like me, you know, we remember what it was years ago. Oh, it was right on top. Well, they haven't looked under their new car lately, and it's not right on top anymore.
No.
You know,
no,
and
it's
with,
not.
And with that particular Honda Odyssey that has an alternator that just went out, and now you have to remove some of these components like an AC system or a coolant system and drain those and now refill them. Each of those components, just to get to that alternator, takes time in itself to refill, make sure it's all working properly. And then, you know, of course, we've still got to get to our alternator. So
on mine, I had an alternator go out, and I believe they had to remove the radiator and go through the front side.
Yep.
And I'm going, hey.
For an alternator?
Yeah.
And as a customer or consumer, you question it, no doubt.
Well, I go back to, you know, Ken's day where you, there it is.
Yeah, yeah,
right there.
Sitting right on top.
I can get that thing out of there. But no, they did a great job for me, but I didn't realize.
That's absolutely. It. A lot of
but
people
they did
don't
explain
realize.
That. They did explain we have to remove this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's where that high labor time, or even for those who have had to replace a headlight bulb trying to do it themselves in their driveway. I'm sure there are those that have said, yeah, that didn't work out too well for me, because it's not as simple as the old days, removing that sealed beam lens, that square around one, popping it out and putting a new one in. Okay, now you get me a cartridge-style bulb. Well, of course, you've got a battery in front of it, a front header panel. Maybe you've got a fender inner liner in the way. Oh, but I can't get to that because I have to pull that whole bumper off for a light bulb. And so this is where, which could be another topic, is that Right to Repair Act.
Yes.
And if those who have never heard about it, maybe do a quick Google search of that, because that's us as technicians and you as consumers for the auto industry putting pressure on them to allow these cars for us to maintain being able to work on them so they don't have to absolutely go to the dealership for, say, a spark plug job.
I've never heard of the Right to Repair Act.
It's a great topic we'll have to get into.
Yes, we'll do that another time, but that's very interesting.
But that's something that we should all be aware of, and I hope to, you know, hopefully advocate more to be aware of it, because unfortunately cars are not getting any easier to work on, and the manufacturers have more leeway to keep progressing in that same engineering design, you know, where more specialty tools have to be bought. I can't just do it with a 10 millimeter or a 3/8 wrench anymore. You know, I've got to get some specialty tool that's $100 from BMW. So these things and others are, of course, what drives us back to where is your money going when these vehicles are getting repaired. And we haven't even touched on the technician you know, experience side of continued education, their tools that they require, and the specialized equipment we need for the computer side. So, you know, all of this costs money, and while we try to keep it low at Affordable Automotive, the industry as a whole, whether it be tools, parts, cars, the manufacturer, are all driving up costs. So, while, you know, unfortunately, our fuel's gone up a little bit, the overall costs of cars in general is more expensive, no doubt.
So we've got a few minutes left. Can you talk a bit about your philosophy at Affordable Automotive?
Well, I would love to talk a little bit more about our philosophy. I mean, you know, one of the, I don't have it right in front of me, but big philosophy we have there is instilling, you know, that quality you can afford, maintaining that customer technician relationship with each car that comes in and goes out. Maybe it takes a day or two longer, but we ensure that when it came in, it drives better than when it goes out. It came in better than it came in.
Doing the job right the first time.
Exactly. Doing the right job right the first time.
You know, one of the things you touched on is having customers that are returning. We pride ourselves on our generational customers. When my father started the business in 95, those are now grandfathers with their sons bringing their vehicles in the early 2000s and me introducing myself to them. And now them having children and their children driving and bringing their cars to us. So that in itself is a lot of pride. We all have to sleep at night, and I like to rest my head knowing that I've done a great job to the best of our ability at Affordable Automotive and with the guys we have with us, that the cars that are out on the road that we have to the customers we bump into at the Waffle House or the Lowe's or the Home Depot, right, that right, we're not running from the aisles.
I'm not running from them.
Because there are plenty of those out there that are. And that's just, you know, while that may not be the philosophy that you're looking for, that's what we stand by, and that's kind of been the foundation that Ken started 30 years ago. And for every technician that's come through Affordable Automotive to gain that extra bit, put in his toolbox, I think they've gained a lot more, too, leaving our shop and moving on to bigger and better things, too.
Okay. We got another question that just came in on our text line. So 850-437-1620. Just a couple of minutes left, guys, but this is a pretty good one. With gas prices going back up, are there any tips on getting better gas mileage and things you can and cannot do? Is it true, don't run your air? I remember my mother said, don't run the air conditioner. Well, things like that. Is that true, or is that just
a little truth
wives tale? Or?
No, there's quite a bit of truth.
Really?
The AC compressor, on an average, they'll eat up about 15 to 25 horsepower. That doesn't sound like a lot when you have 400 under the hood, but you got to make that thing go. And so, you know, watching how you're taking off from a traffic light, watching.
Really? That makes a difference?
Oh, yes. You know, if you're hard on the pedal, you're going to go through a lot more fuel. If you see that light turning red or is red or amber, take your foot off the gas. You're going to have to put your foot on the brake. There's no sense rushing up and slamming on the brake. Let it coast to that spot.
Oh.
You're going to save a lot of fuel that way.
So I'm curious, because I know some people that wherever they go, if they're going through a drive-thru, they turn their motor off, and then they turn it back on. And then my thought was, isn't that using up more gas, having to rev it back up? Or am I actually, are they saving gas?
Well,
and this is not a trick question. I'm just curious.
This is a deep subject.
That's another deep, because
well,
that
really?
Goes with the auto start, auto stop. That you'll be sitting by a traffic light, all of a sudden you'll hear a starter kick in.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The cars are doing that themselves. But
by design.
By design, which they're going to get rid of, but which will be nice. But any event on that, it's just you're not really saving the little fuel that you're saving, but the cost of that starter that's going to go bad sooner because it's starting and stopping.
Oh.
There is no savings then.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yes, it might be saving it.
A little bit of gas.
A penny's worth of gas while it's shut off right there. But the wear and tear on other parts, batteries, starters, every time you start it, that the starter only has so many turns in it. And eventually they stop.
So many times as well. And
correct.
So we have seen more issues
with starters and batteries of late with these auto start and auto stop cars.
The more components and safety features and emissions components and comfort features that are added to the car, more can go wrong, and usually does. So,
how about proper inflation on the tires?
That's another good one.
How much does that help with gas mileage?
That can be a big one. Underinflated tires can really create a lot of friction between you and the road, and that'll certainly keep you from rolling smooth and free down the road. Another thing I think would be check that air filter, that engine air filter underneath the hood. While the engineers haven't completely buried it, you might have a chance at looking in that. Just like your home AC filter, that needs to be changed as well. And take a washcloth, put it over your mouth, try to breathe in. It's going to be a lot more, it's a lot harder to breathe in than it. And that's the same for your car. Maybe don't do that bad analogy.
Yeah, that's, let me try again. That's going to be the people tomorrow after they wake up after St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, right.
Put the rag over the breathe.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and my father, Ken and I, Pops and I have been conversating about we've been talking a lot about the different types of fuel out there. And so, we'll get into that one next time with different tiers of gas. But thanks again for joining us here at Car Care. Remember, you can locate us at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. And be sure to give us a shout to schedule your appointment today at 850-932-0811.
All right. Thank you so much, Ken and Kenny Chartel, Howard Seaton. The next episode, Strange Car Noises You Should Never Ignore on Car Care.
Uh-oh.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back.